What's up, what's up, what's up? This is Miss Vibes, and you're listening to Miss Vibes on that frequency. I hope everyone is having a great start to their week, and as the week goes by, it'll just get even better. Today, I would like to talk about privacy being key. I've been taking a couple of days, a week or so, to myself. I'm on a little bit of a hermit mode. I tend to do that a lot, and that actually started a couple of years ago, because I was never a person to be on hermit mode and just disappear. I was always out there, but when I started getting to my spiritual journey and realizing that I needed to be in my own energy instead of other people's energy, and even with my father passing away, I realized solitude is something that I tend to do. And for Scorpios, we go through a lot of deaths and rebirths. So when going through a death, you don't really want to be around people or their energy or taking their energy. You just want to be around yourself. And I could say at times it does get lonely. I'm not going to lie. I get lonely. But I know that it's for a reason why I do this. I don't know at this moment if it's the right decision for me to always go in hermit mode. But maybe later on, or spirit could tell me, like, yo, hang around some people more often. But I can't lie. I don't be feeling like I'm in touch with people. Like, I feel like I could talk to people, hang out, but I don't be feeling like I could connect with people or they understand what I'm saying. So instead of me, or even hearing about people's lives could be heavy for me, because I have my own thoughts and I have my own things that I am, how can I say it? I'm reflecting towards, so. You know, I tend to just keep to myself a lot to understand me, yeah, and my growth. So, with that being said, I want to talk about privacy. Nowadays, I feel like privacy is a gift, because so many people are open, especially on social media. We see every day people tell us what they're eating. People tell us their drama, what they're going through. People show their intimate moments. People show their traumas. People show everywhere that they're going, and on and on, right? So, privacy nowadays is very limited. And at one point, like, how can I say? On one side, it's good that people are being very expressive, because you don't know who you can influence or change their mind into a positive level, you know? Because I know for me, I love to show that I travel by myself. I love to show what I eat, and I love to put up positive, like, affirmations or positive things, especially for Black people. I love to put up, like, things we could eat, or spirituality, or connection with Black people. I like to do, and I put up my poetry, of course, so I do these things to empower others, you know what I'm saying? Like, and like, oh, go travel by yourself, or this is what I learned about spirituality, or this is what happened to me that I think is funny, or I'm going out to eat here, like, y'all need to try this type of shit, you know what I'm saying? With the bad side about not being private is that there's a lot of people who watch you and who are very bad mind people, you understand, that don't want to see you doing well, probably wish things on you and they're not a fan. They're not a fan. They're a fan, but they're not a fan, if you know what I'm saying. So, and you know, you're exposing yourself. You're exposing yourself to evil eyes, and you're just exposing yourself out there, and you know what I mean? And you just putting your business out, and is that really regular? Even though it seems to be regular, is that really how we should be living? There's things that I abstain from putting on my social media because nobody needs to know. Nah, nobody needs to know that shit. Because that's none of their business. I share what I share on my podcast, but I'm sharing my growth and I want to inspire. But I don't need to put everything out on the line. No. I could be open, but still be private. You understand what I'm saying? Because I feel like sometimes you need that gift. I feel like privacy is a gift because it's for you. It's your personal business. You know what I'm saying? It's your personal shit. Keeping it to yourself, you're able to invest in that. And I feel it's important. I feel it's very important to always have that and not always be up in people's phones, all up in the videos, dancing, come to, you know. I was trying to do the Suge Knight, but that it wasn't working. But you don't need to be in people's phones all day. They don't need to be seeing your face, what you got at the Louis store, what you about to eat at this top-notch restaurant. Not all the time. If you want to do it here and there, no problem. No problem. But to be doing it all the time, my nigga, really? What are we doing here? Who you fooling when you think your life, you living a lavish life? Are you fooling the people that you showing that to? Or are you fooling yourself? You understand what I'm saying? And also for the people who be going through drama and have the indirect means and all. We grown. Act like an adult for once. Jay-Z, famous line. Act like an adult for once. We shouldn't be out here indirect. If it ain't directed at me, I don't respect it. Another Jay-Z line. Let's go. Let's hit it. You know what I'm saying? But for real, like, if you have a situation or an issue with somebody, make sure you talk to them before you indirectly talk to them on social media. Because that shit is childish. Shit is childish. People don't know you mad at somebody or you putting that out to somebody. There's times where I had to refrain myself from putting up a meme or a quote towards somebody. Because what the fuck am I doing? Talk to the motherfucker. Let them know. And if you don't want to talk to them, keep it moving. Push their ass in the universe and allow them to float. Allow them to float. But don't, there's no need to put your business on social media. That shit is whack. No cap. I feel everybody don't need to know everything. And I realized in my life that I don't like when people ask me a lot of questions. I think I put this in our podcast. I don't like when people ask me a lot of questions. It annoys the fuck out of me, you know? And I thought to myself, should I change that? Nah, I don't need to change shit. Like, 19 Keys, I was watching a YouTube video with 19 Keys, and he was saying, like, yo, being nice means you stupid. He really said that. He said, being nice means you stupid. You know what I'm saying? But being kind, your authentic self, for real. And I thought about that because, you know what I mean? Like, I felt like I was nice when I was answering people questions all the time. Knowing in my body it was burning. We be burning, not concerned. And I was very concerned when people kept asking me questions. Okay? Because I was heated inside. So for me, when I was listening to 19 Keys, he was like, a lot of people not going to like you or, you know, because you're authentic you are your authentic self. And he was like, how can people be mad at me because I'm authentic? That don't make no sense. And I respect it because a lot of people can't take that. They can't take when you really about yours and you're not out here trying to be nice. There's so many people who are nice and you don't have to be, but you want to people please others. And it's just like, no, be yourself so you're not taken away from yourself. So with that being said, I don't like when people ask me questions. I don't like when people ask me questions. I don't like when people ask me how much I get paid. I don't like when people ask me how much I pay for shit, how much I pay for the Uber or Lyft, because I don't understand why that's your business. Why? Tell them that it's human nature. Why? You know what I'm saying? Like, why am I telling you this? Why do you need to know how much I get paid? Why do you need to know how much my Uber or Lyft is? And what I do is, I don't ever tell people exactly how much my Uber or Lyft is. I probably round it out to the number by a negative 5 or 10. I don't have because I'm not understanding why you need to know. Even when people ask me a plethora of questions, I'm like, why are we asking these questions? What are you trying to figure out here? Are you a spy? What, are you a detective? I just, you know, and I like to keep certain things to myself. I used to tell everybody where I work at, you know what I mean? I used to tell everybody where I work at or what money I'm getting. And honestly, people watch your money. People watch what you do. And they want to understand how you do it. And I don't like that. Don't watch my money. Don't watch what I do. Don't watch how I get it. Just be influenced by it so you could do it too. You shouldn't be worried about nobody's pockets, nobody's money. That shouldn't concern you because guess what? That's not paying your bills. Unless it's your husband, your partner, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. And it's paying your bills, okay. But if it's not, I don't think that's anybody's concern. So for me, I feel like that's something that should be private. Yeah, you probably happy. You got a new career going. You getting that money, 6 figures. You don't need to tell anybody. Oh, how much you get paid? I get paid enough. Where you work at? You could give a whole big answer because it doesn't matter. People size you up when they know where you work at or they try to think or calculate. You don't got to do that with me because we don't, you know. There's times where I'm like, you know what? We're having a friendly, amicable conversation. Let's talk about where I work at. And you could tell me where you work at and we just, you know, go off of that, boom. But I don't really feel that a lot of people are genuine when it comes to that. I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's because of what I went through. I just don't feel a lot of people are genuine with that. So I'd rather just keep it to myself, you know. Also my moves, you know, I make a lot of moves by myself. I do a lot, you know. I probably go to eat, I go to shopping. I talk to random people in the street. I see a lot of shit. You know, I dream about a lot of shit, you know. I do a lot of shit. I ain't gonna hold you. I do a lot of shit by myself. Do I have to tell everybody? No, I don't. The social media need to know? They sure do not. And I'm working on that, you know, just making sure to not put out so much because it's, you keep some stuff to yourself. Keep some stuff to yourself. Ain't none of your friends' business. Ain't none of your friends' business. When I see you and you, all I can say is, you know? I'm in a single mood tonight, if you can see. But, like, ain't none of your friends' business. A line from Genuine from the song, None of Your Friends' Business. Okay? You know, that should influence. Do not tell your business like that because nobody needs to know that. I feel like your business is valuable. It's valuable and it doesn't have to be spread all the time. things I feel like you shouldn't be talking about is money, sex life, deep into sex life. If you want to have a conversation about sex, you know, I mean, you could, but deep into your sex life, even spiritual things, like what you go through spiritually with dreams, because I felt like I told a couple of people about it and they didn't really believe it, or I would talk about it and I would think about it in my head like, damn, I don't think I should have said anything, because sometimes your dreams are connected to your positive ancestors, to the higher power, and they just wanted you to know that was something they shared with you. So why is there a need to share it with others when that's something personal, you know what I'm saying? And I felt that sometimes when I told people, I'm like, damn, I don't think I should have told people, because that wasn't for them, it was for me, it was picked out for me, you know. And it's something I'm working on, even when I'm doing things on a daily basis, and I don't need to tell everybody what I'm doing. So how was your day? It was good. What you do today? Just chill. Mind you, I probably got like a facial, a massage, went to PF Chang's, was shopping at the mall. Sometimes it feels nice to keep things personally to yourself. And that's okay. Try it. Do a lot of shit by yourself or with a friend. Don't post it. And then when somebody asks you, just say, I just had a good time. Just chill and see how you feel. It's a gift because it's your experience. It's your life. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you're doing, accolade. Because I feel like sometimes people just put up, oh, I got just graduated from college, or I just got this job, or I'm getting this amount of money. I'm getting this. I feel like we may put that in social media to get the hand claps and get the recognition. I'm not saying you don't deserve it, but should that validate your accomplishment? Or should you just validate your accomplishment and keep it moving? I had an accomplishment last year and I went to a restaurant. They had gave me a cake after my accomplishment, and I went to a restaurant, took myself out to eat, and I put it on the gram, like, congratulations to me, I'm proud of me. I didn't even write what the accomplishment was, and I would never do it, because it's nobody's business. I mean, I told a couple of people, don't get me wrong, and even that, I didn't like some of the responses I got, because I feel energy. You ain't got to tell me nothing, mama. I feel your energy. I picked it up. You know what I mean? But that's a lesson learned for me. And I had many lessons on that when I told people things that happened to my life, accomplishment, and I picked up on the energy, and it wasn't good. It wasn't good. Mm-mm. And I'm like, man, you did it again, Miss Vibes. You supposed to fill out the vibes. What's wrong with you? You just being happy go dummy, huh? Happy go dummy, you know. Yeah, let me not be so hard on myself. I'm not a dummy. I was just a little too happy. Yeah, but you know, you gotta pick up on energy before you tell anybody or even social media anything. Pick up on the energy before you out here telling your business like you got a fucking motor in there in your mouth. Pick up on the energy, because yeah, it's not worth bad mind or the criticism or the negativity or just bullshit. Keep things to yourself. There's things I experienced in my life that I may have shared a little bit with people by telling them, but it's always personable to me. Like my solo vacations and the sights that I seen, nobody could share those moments with me because I did it alone. And that's something that's so valuable to me, because I experienced that and only I know how it felt and only I know what it was. because it's my gift. I've seen sunsets, water, and views that nobody else have experienced but me, because it was just me. And I love that. So when I'm in solitude doing my thing and doing what I need to do and nobody knows about it, it makes me feel good. Because I always wanted to move low-key. I admire people who move low-key. I truly do. I truly admire them motherfuckers. You know what I mean? There's less of them than more. Because there's more people out there that are very open. But there's less of them than more in this world. And the people that I've met that I can respect that are low-key about their business and not about yours. Not about your business. You know what I mean? And do their thing and keep it moving and really talk that talk and walk that walk. I respect them so much and I admire them, because it's like in this world where it's so open, you could be so low-key and close. So low-key and close. And I feel like your business is sacred. Your business is sacred, and you don't need to tell everybody everything. Everybody don't need to know everything. And I'm here to say that because it's true. Keep some shit to yourself. Become private if you can with certain things. See how you feel. I promise you, you'll feel better. I promise you. Because I know for me, I used to be open, trusting people, telling people things, and just going on, and answering questions I don't fucking like, until I said, nah, I'm not doing that anymore. Even I just tell a white lie a little here and there. And I don't like lying. Don't lie. But if I don't want people in my business, I don't want you in my fucking business, and that's okay. It's my business. And I choose to keep certain things in my life private because that's how I like it. I don't want people's judgment on there. I don't want people's energy or insight. You know, I was talking to someone the other day. I was telling her a situation. Shorty was talking to me and she looked at me. She said, I don't mean to be rude. I just want to tell. I said, no, it's okay. It was okay that she felt the need to do it, but it wasn't okay for me to felt the need to tell her. If you understand my gist. You know what I mean? I invited her into my business once I told her, so she could say what she wanted to say. Did I like it? Nah. But it's okay because I invited you in my business. Nah, should people put their opinion on you when about your business when you didn't ask? I don't think so, but that's how people are. But guess what? I ate that and I learned my lesson, and I know not to do that shit again. You gotta be mindful, right? I said that in the previous episode. Be mindful of your actions and your words before they come out. Be mindful. When you're mindful, your life will be better. But if you're not mindful and you live in carelessly, then that's a different vibe. Different vibe. No, you live in dangerously. That's how you say it. But danger. That's still dangerous too. Putting out your business out there, you're putting it out for people to grab that shit. You can even picture that. Oh, when I put my business out to this person or to social media, they grabbing that shit. And they not letting go. When you think of it like that, that motherfuckers ain't letting go of your business, I guarantee your ass want to be private. Your ass is going to be private. But yeah, I wanted to share that because that was definitely on my mind. And I hope it resonates with someone and it changes your mind. But yes, that's it. Peace and blessings.